E di nuovo in voce Search and Destroy Radio dal 30 Formiche per Radiosonar.net per il launch party della Junkie Business. Terza intervista della serata, terza e ultima intervista con le band della serata, poi dopo ci sarà qualche intervento di qualche amico sicuramente. Siamo qui con i Proto Idiot da Manchester. Hi guys, thank you for being here.
It's our pleasure, entirely.
Hello, it's very nice to be here.
Hello, yes.
Thank you guys. So, first question about the name. Like, let me guess, like Proto Idiot, Proto seems to me something like it comes before, so you... It's like even less than an idiot?
You're working towards being stupid.
Okay, so, it's like the devolution from Devo or something like that.
No, because Devo were devolving, whereas we're evolving into being idiots, but we're not there yet. So it might take a while.
Okay. Traduco la domanda. Sul loro nome, Proto Idiot, Proto ci dà l'idea di qualcosa che viene prima, dell'idiota, e loro dicono si stanno evolvendo per essere idioti, e quindi al contrario dei Divo che si devolvevano, loro si stanno evolvendo verso l'idiozia. And you might find yourself kind of, you know, comfortable with that morons, the dirty.
To answer your question, yes, we do watch a lot of Formula One, and we're very involved in the whole racing scene. And of course Ferrari is our team. So yes, we completely agree with that. Yes.
Okay. Stanno rispondendo a delle domande che io non faccio, per il semplice tentando di indovinare quello che io ho chiesto in italiano. So guys, a critic that I've read on the internet, they find your music a music you don't have to ponder on. I don't know if it was a compliment or an insult. Do you agree?
This is one of the biggest insults that we've ever had. And as soon as this interview is done and this expensive equipment is safely away, you and I... Oosh.
I didn't say that.
Ferrari versus McLaren, baby. It's going down. Vettel Hamilton.
Ok, allora un critico su internet ha scritto che la loro musica... un critico su internet ha scritto che la loro musica non è musica sulla quale bisogna pensare molto, e ho chiesto se sono d'accordo con questo e non l'hanno presa molto bene, diciamo. So guys, you're kind of old though. I mean, you've been around since 2005.
Insult after insult, really.
Yeah. It's how it is in Rome.
Did you also hear about our very low sperm count? Because...
Well, this comes with age, you know. It's normal.
Why weren't you
around? È veramente intraducibile, comunque gli ho chiesto...
But yeah, since 2007,
okay.
It's when I last had sperm.
And this record is your eighth, seventh?
Yeah, this record, Sunshine Reggae, is our eighth. It's all about how reggae brings joy and sunshine to people's lives.
Yeah, it's been a long road from Trojan Records to this, you know. Yeah. Right.
Trojan Condoms.
Well, okay, but in this record, how much did you approximate to being a complete idiot, like, since you're trying to?
I think it's the least. I think it's the best, the most sensible record to date. The least best good record you'll hear all year. You heard it here first.
Yeah, it's the most sound not happening... Clever, quick, but
yeah, does something happen in your songs? Like, I mean, one of the critics I've read said that nothing happens in your songs.
No.
Is it true? Nothing happens?
No.
Okay, this was the... Is it your first time in Rome?
No.
No, not even. When did you play in Rome? I never...
Yes, it's our first time in Rome.
It's our first time in Rome. Mike's... So what do you think about this wonderful decadent and ruled by fascists?
Right behind us, there is a big pile of breasts.
Yeah, like, you. But they seem like ball sacks.
What is wrong with your breasts? if your breasts have nipples,
they just like bouncing.
If your breasts have nipples on them, you need to seek medical attention because sperm should come out of the penis, not be milked from the bottom of the balls.
Yeah, I should go to Dr. Jensen or something.
It's nice. Rome's very nice.
I've been here before.
But as a tourist.
As a tourist. Yeah.
Okay, guys, as you understand, this interview is completely untranslatable, so the Italian listeners would just take it as it is, as a bunch of idiots, should we say idiots, bubbling about stuff.
Is it untranslatable?
Yeah, no, it's untranslatable. It's filled with puns and how can I translate this? Come on. But still, it's one of the best interviews I've ever.
A little thing called hard work, which we're going to teach you about later when we get on the stage.
Yeah. Okay, I can't wait.
We're going to soak you in a big pile of bollocks with nipples on the bottom.
God. Okay, I had so many questions like about music, but I don't know if it's the case.
No, we'll give real answers to that.
Real answers.
Yes.
Okay.
Just ask me or Mike. Don't ask
Andrew. Okay. So, yeah. I mean, hearing that Pichelli died, I think there is something of his music in your music. Pichelli from Buzzcocks, the singer and guitarist of Buzzcocks. And... I don't know, but again, I've read somewhere that some of you refer to Pichelli as a... No, never happened. This
not
is
me.
Journalist shit. Fake news?
Yeah, fake news.
What fake news? I think, what? Pichelli.
I think Donald Trump invented that rumor. So.
Please. Yeah.
We actually stole all of our ideas from Pichelli, which is why we had to kill that motherfucker the other day.
You want everything. Ok, Anno, allora gli ho fatto una domanda, siccome sempre da qualche parte c'è scritto che uno di loro ha dichiarato che Pichelli era una delle loro ispirazioni, lui mi ha risposto che hanno rubato tutto da Pichelli e dai Buzzcocks ed è per questo che hanno dovuto ucciderlo. You went all the way to Estonia, it's a long way, and then you today you're here. He was in Estonia, you know, the country, Baltic States. Yeah, it was.
We just did an Eastern European tour, actually, and
so
that's when it went down.
It all fits in your plan. I totally understand. Okay, do you have any other like?
Where did you hear the rumor about Pete Shelley
dying or being your kind of role model? On the internet, you know, there are a lot of websites talking about you guys.
You want to spend more time looking at porn. There's a lot of porn on the internet. And you're just going on all these rumor sites.
But I had to get prepared for the interview. I needed to read.
And a big pile of boobs on the internet would have sorted
that looked like ball sacks, yes.
Having done your research, do you feel like you were prepared for this interview?
Sorry, come again?
Were you prepared?
Do you feel like you were prepared?
No, not at all. No, I'm nearly drunk, so I'm just improvising and impromptu. Okay.
What? This is a very English type of hat. What made you want this kind of hat?
Kind of a skinhead attitude, you know.
Take a piece of my normal question.
Sorry?
Another normal question.
Okay, after this record, this is not the first record for Slovenly. You've been releasing three records for Slovenly, two or three.
Two.
Okay, still continuing slowly. Are you? Do you have something already prepared for next LP?
We've got one album that nobody wants to release.
Not even slowly.
Not even slovenly. And
even the lowest of the low.
Well, you will get to the idiot. To the idiocy.
We have a record that's good, so if anyone has a lot of money and wants to put it in our pocket or get rid of it, then we've got a sweet record you can release.
Allora, let me translate this because this made sense somehow, this conversation. Okay. Gli ho chiesto, questo è il terzo, secondo, è il secondo album che fanno con la Slovenia, gli ho chiesto se hanno qualcosa ancora in, in cantiere. In realtà sì, ce n'hanno uno che neanche la Slovenia vuole, vuole pubblicare, quindi se qualcuno ha dei soldi, vuole investire in tre baldi ragazzi di Manchester, sarebbero molto contenti. Di...
I've got another question for you, Roma or Lazio?
Lazio, definitely.
So you must have been pretty pleased earlier.
Yeah, I was convinced we won, and then a friend of mine from Roma side told me, "Oh, shitty night, huh? No, we won 2-0. I said, "No, you didn't." And so that's why I'm not prepared for the interview because I'm kind of shocked. And you, City or United? You don't give a shit. Okay. No, non gliene frega un cazzo del calcio. Okay, guys. The place is getting really crowded. And thank you very much.
When you go in for a kiss, like a hello, do you go left or right?
My left cheek. Like this, yes, yes. And we kissed. And ci siamo baciati. Okay, this is really, really good. This melting pot, cultural exchange. I like it very much. Yeah, that fuck off, mate. Okay.
European Union, you cunts.
Sorry, don't translate.
Yeah, that won't. I won't. But it's pretty much understandable in any language worldwide. Yes. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so this was Search and Destroy Radio, Proto-Idiot, not Proto-Idiot, right? Proto-Idiot.
Idiot,
okay. For Search and Destroy Radio.
Idiot would be a stupider way, so it makes more sense.
Yeah, so Proto-Idiot. Proto-Idiot. Thank you, guys.